Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right. This is coming off. When you look at the NFL draft or the NBA draft, maybe even more, some of the worst decisions. All these people putting all that money, all that time, all that expertise into it. How can they pick a guy like Ben Simmons? Or you name some of the Sixers. Or the Eagles picked, what was he, a 27-year-old fireman?
Danny Watkins.
Danny Watkins. I think he was 27, too. And they said, well, he has less wear and tear on him. All right, then.
Did you check if he actually liked football?
That's right, exactly.
Big part of that.
Yeah, exactly. So all these geniuses, we're talking in history, though. Worst decisions or choices. No one's come up with a Oh, here it is. Let me get this one done. And then we have a breaking story at Westchester University. And Dan and I met the woman yesterday telling us about the rapid response guy or team for Trump. If you're on Twitter and you follow rapid response, they are amazing. I mean, this is the arm of Trump on Twitter that instantaneously is on top of stuff. Tom of Marlton. Hey, Tom, we haven't heard of you from you for quite a while. And we got your seat at the bar at Mulligan's as long as you wear the classic Hawaiian shirts.
Well, I will be there, and I'll be wearing one of the shirts.
Oh, good, good. So
it's so classic. The one time I ran into him in church, he was wearing one. It was great.
Well, I have about 20 of them, so I have a lot to choose from.
That's great.
So what do you have today, Tom?
Well, I have a couple of things. You did help me out a little bit, Dom, with a couple of the clues, but I was thinking back, Prohibition, because I know it was in the 20s, and I know they – banned alcohol, and that's what really got a lot of the gangsters going there, and a lot of people died.
Yep.
And then they made it legal again.
Yeah, the bad decision was banning it in the beginning, the Volstead Act, yes.
Yeah, and I know Al Capone had a field day with making a lot of that bootleg money.
And, I mean, that's what they were fighting over. It was a precursor of the drug trade today.
And also one of your buddies, Joe Kennedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Tom, are you a fan? I would tell people if it's on, I'm watching it. Just the Sean Connery, the great lines in there. And Costner's pretty good as Elliot Ness. The Untouchables.
Oh, the Untouchables. Oh, yeah. Great one.
The sweeping, the music of it is stirring beyond belief. And Sean Connery is better in that than almost anything I can imagine.
He's top notch anyway. Well, not anymore, but he was.
Yeah. Tom, that's a great one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good one.
Thank you, Tom. Prohibition. Yeah. It's a Chicago way. What is it? I should have the line memorized. He puts one of yours in the hospital. You put two of his in the morgue. He brings a knife, you bring a gun, you know, that kind of thing. And this is in church that Sean Connery tells Elliot Ness what you have to do. Yeah, exactly. I tell it to people running for mayor in Philadelphia. Are you kidding me? One candidate said I showed up and there were 200 guys screaming, blank, 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 shut up and drowning me out. What would you have me do? Have 300 guys there that are going to tune them up so you can continue to talk. If you want to be mayor of Philadelphia, that's what you have to do. If not, well, you know, nobody says you have to run for mayor. All right. Dan, you're looking at this too. We're looking on Twitter. One of the chapter leaders of the Turning Point USA, the Charlie Kirk Group, for listeners that know this name, they're bringing Chloe Cole to Westchester. Now, again, we're not at Penn. We're not at Drexel, sad to say. They're pretty bad, too. What's the other one in town? Swarthmore, one of those, Haverford. We're at Westchester, the Teachers College, Westchester. They're bringing Chloe Cole, who is a detransitioner, someone who transitioned, went through all that.
Yeah, a person that actually went through this. And
went through it.
Now.
Well, if you remember, thanks to Bill Devlin, we had our buddy, the good doctor out there in Gladwin, No Left Turn, was bringing Chloe Cole here. It was at a Marriott. It was all set. They paid. They did all of it. And then when the Marriott got a couple of phone calls, they dropped her. Bill Devlin got her to be able to speak at the evangelical big campus up in Northeast Philadelphia. In a heartbeat, he did. Someone who went through it and now regrets it and talks about how difficult her life is because you don't come back from those surgeries is going to be speaking there. So because of that, they attacked the chapter president right there on the quadrangle, it looks like to me. And again, they punched him and all. That is bad, but they spat upon him. They were spitting on him. You spit on someone, I think the police got to drag you out of there by your hair. You know, the spitting stuff. What kind of punks think they can spit on people? And they sucker punch him. They just attacked him from the side. And again, this is at Westchester. So we're going to see what Westchester does about this. I mean, he's pressing charges. I think they arrested him. But if this is a student on their campus, what are they going to do about this? And what's it going to be like when Chloe Cole speaks there? I would say Chloe Cole is more radioactive as far as being shut down than even Riley Gaines. It's close. This goes on all the time. And how much have colleges been in the news that Trump has taken them on, starting with Harvard? Westchester doesn't have, several of the colleges that don't have good records either. Various things have happened over the year. Look, I expect it from Penn, maybe even Drexel, sadly, and a couple of other places. From Westchester, I would expect they would support this student. And they would send a message, this is not going to happen here. You're going to be kicked out at the very least. You're going to be expelled, and full charges are going to be pressed on you for this assault. We'll see. We're trying to reach some people on this as this situation develops. But again, every time this happens on these college camps, I mean, Alan West, even once, they tried to shut, and he's not a guy you shut down easily. From speaking at an event, he continued. But the spitting thing ought to take any decent person to say, I don't care. That's it. You're getting beyond the full breach of the law. You know, even physically attacking people, of course, but spitting on them too. What kind of people do this that think that you can ever resort to that? Well, the very people, they're not going to give it up on the trans thing. This woman is a threat to them. Or I don't know. I don't know what term even to use here with the detransitioning. This person is a threat, just like Riley Gaines is a huge threat. So what do? They know on college campuses they can get away with this stuff by and large. And that's what Trump is drilling down on by taking on Harvard and these others. And by this accrediting process that he signed an executive order on yesterday. I want them to turn that to say, I want them to replace the board that's there now. I want to put people on there that say, we want to give America a low-cost college that's not going to indoctrinate. You know, there's attempts at this, but it needs more support. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me take one more here. All-time bad choice. Prohibition was a very good one. Let's go to Bill in Bucks. Hey, Bill, good afternoon. Yo, Bill, are you there? All right, that was a poor choice. All right, we'll get more coming up. But right
it was.
Now,
it was.
Right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
And still, we have this copy here. You'll win today a pair of Fandango movie codes to see Thunderbolts from Marvel Studios, only in theaters, May 2nd.
That's a bad idea, having a movie in only in one day.
One day. Oh, we got to go see it because it's only here for one day. That gets the buzz going,
yeah,
I guess.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
That might work.
All right, what do we have today?
So yes. Today we're asking, that all-time bad decision.
Yes.
A lot of times in music, a bad decision is leaving the band you've become successful with in hopes that you can cut it as, as a solo performer.
Oh, God.
A lot of times people do not end up being successful in that endeavor. So I'm going to play you a woman who was prominently featured in a band. I want to know the band she departed from. Dan, is that what we're looking for today?
Yeah, correct? Looking for the band she departed from.
Will we accept her answer as just her?
Her name's
artist?
fine as well.
Her name's fine as well. All right, so I'm going to play you a song from this person.
Can I give a clue?
Sure, go
2006,
ahead.
Inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
All right,
so I'm going to play
rock
her a song
roll,
off this.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is fraudulent.
The Philadelphia Italian American Hall of Fame.
Oh, is it the Philadelphia American Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay.
not quite.
Okay.
All right, but I'm going to play a song off this person's solo album. I want to know either the person or the band they departed from.
Hamburgers. The way
that was
the
terrible.
And I'm only playing that snippet because
I realize
I don't want to play the chorus because people out there might get it. So.
All right. Hit us with that, and you are off to the movies, sort of, at least at home. You can get in at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right, let's hear the clue again.
You came into my life to test me. Your diplomatic drag depressed me. The glitter in your eyes undressed me. You were potty slick, really thick. Wasting time, dropping lines like I could get you into movies.
So Dan says, wow, bad. I'd say a bit unusual, but a Hall of Fame. That Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they're nuts.
I'd say, better with the band, but this style of music totally fits the era.
And I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame seems like they have 40,000 people in there.
Oh, everyone's going in now.
That's why it's all fraudulent. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Sandy in Wilmington. All right, Sandy, who is it?
Hi, I think that's Deb Harry from Blondie.
Hey!
Very nice. So do you think Deb Harry belongs in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, Blondie definitely belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Not Deb Harry's solo career, that's for sure.
Okay. Right. I'll put you on hold. Thank you, Sandy. Nicely played. Boy, some of the time there is no form of music we can't put up Dan, you once did something on some goofy instrument a guy invented. They got it.
Yeah.
As I remember.
Yeah, yeah, it was like that weird Mongolian.
The Mongolian thing, yes.
Oh.
Throat singing.
Yeah.
The one time.
They still got it. Right on the money. Ready to go. Okay. So we're watching this Westchester thing, which is exactly big college. Even a place like Westchester crawls with this. How do you think you can attack a guy who's doing, I don't know if he's doing a news thing or whatever, as a campus president of Turning Point USA, conservative group on campus, which they are, the funny thing is, more and more are becoming conservatives. Now, the numbers are still dwarfed by the mob on the other side, and they don't like the fact that a young person who decided to transition, I guess, to male, and now is detransitioning, trying to, is either speaking there tonight or in the near future, as far as I can tell, at Westchester. They're pressing charges, they're arrested, and the spitting part got me as an example of this. And just the fact that they're telling you, you can't come on a college campus and have someone who has gone through this, even more than Riley Gaines, speak. They're not allowed to do it. This is fascism. If they do it, you spin on them and attack them, and you're protecting against fascism. We know why it is. Colleges send the message that, by and large, you're going to get away with this stuff. And we've seen countless people go through this. And my message always is just keep talking, but sometimes it's fairly hard. We played you Byron Donalds a little bit earlier, who called out fellow Republicans. He had quite a ferocious town hall, but he got through it. They arrested people. They took people out. And he said, that's what Republicans have to do. I love that guy, and that's one of the reasons. If you're in Congress, I maintain on either side, you have to have open, in-person town halls. If you can't do that, you don't deserve to be in Congress. Well, what's the point of going through this? The point is that politics is hand-to-hand combat. And if you can't get that politically, you got to show them they're not going to shut you down. That's the bottom line. Then hold it in their face. Think of Byron Donalds. That's exactly what he does. He welcomes it. That doesn't mean you're going to scream and shut them down. They're going to take you out. Well, how many are you going to take out? As many as you have to. Well, that's not really productive. Yo, get the message. It's not about productive. This is a political move saying Republicans are not going to be pushed around in this matter. They're going to face you down and they're going to take you out, every single one of you, when you disrupt. Why in the world would you not do that? All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just push pound 1210. One other thing with this Chloe Cole. Beth Ann Rossica, writing at Delaware Valley Journal today, says, regardless of the reason, the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center policy change is good for kids. The University of Pittsburgh Medical Center announced the termination of gender-affirming care for so-called for children. In a statement, they said, directives from the federal government is the reason for ending services. Now, it would be better if they said, you know what, we're not going to do this ghastly stuff that ends up with people like Chloe Cole, who for life now are trying to detransition. And let's face it, I mean, how are you going to do that once you go through these surgeries? How are you going to? It's just ghastly to imagine. Yet you get spat on and attacked at Westchester for bringing her to bring her point of view there. Based on what? Based on what they've made college the home court of these punks in this type of operation, be it anti-Semitism, be it anti-anything that strikes them away from their worldview, they're going to attack. So good for them. But Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is one of my great disappointments. Luke was in there. It was a wonderful hospital for him. He had meningitis when he's 18 months. But until they stop this stuff, I can't support them. I mean, you just can't be the cheerleader for this when they're engaged in something this ghastly. And why are they doing it? I think they're well-funded enough. They don't have to do it for the money, but the money's a lot. Are there some activists there? Yeah, there's some activists that have control and they're running this agenda. And I believe they're taking away from the reputation of one of the greatest hospitals in the world, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. It's sad, it's disappointing, but they have to be challenged. They shouldn't be doing this. We'll look back on this. We already are. But I mean, more people will look back on this and go, you did what? You did what with people like Chloe Cole? Are you kidding me? Did you put kids through this sort of torture? Well, they wanted to do it. They're kids. Well, their parents went along with it. Well, do we say they can go along with anything that their kid tells them they want to know? We don't. We have common sense on this. And no, they shouldn't be able to do this. If they're past whatever the age is to be not a minor in the state, I don't like it, but okay. You're an adult now, legally. You can make these decisions, you and your parents. But until then, you're not doing this stuff. Puberty blocker is bad enough, but the other surgeries, and that's what she went through. We'll see when she's coming to Westchester and tomorrow, maybe get a little bit more on this. But Westchester shouldn't be a place where you think this stuff happens, but it doesn't matter. And in fact, the Big Six or whatever they're calling themselves, I believe it's all of them. They presidents had five colleges, so maybe Drexel's not involved. I'm not sure. University of Penn, Temple, Villanova, and a bunch of others. Well, no, they're not the Big Five. It's Bryn Mawr. My thing's cut off here. They, five area Philadelphia colleges, all got together, joining 340 more higher education leaders, signed a statement condemning the Trump administration for unprecedented government overreach and political interference because of what they're doing with Harvard. Guess what? You're losers. You're going to lose on this. This is a 70-30, 80-20. America wants Harvard put in its place. America wants these so-called elites sitting on $53 billion to be taken on. People are happy about this. I'm happy when they take on Penn. Insulated by their money and their connections to do whatever the hell they want. Maybe not anymore. Take it out of your endowment. You want to do life-saving stuff for Americans? That's what your complaint is here, and Trump doesn't get that. Just take it out of your kitty there. You have enough money. You can do it forever. Get your alumni to contribute more. You have a cure for something? Good. Knock yourself out. No, it's not about that. It's about taking on these colleges at every level. And that's what Trump did with those executive orders yesterday, as far as accrediting them. And these are some more targets here. Villanova, right? Villanova again here. Is Villanova endangered by what Trump is doing out there on the main line? Temple, another usual suspect. You know what, Temple? I think I'm a little bit more endangered walking on your campus. Don't you, President Fry? Would you like to come on and tell me how Trump is endangering Temple students? You don't seem to have very good control of protecting said Temple students. We've seen that with the nicer weather and their attacks for nothing. They're just walking around near the campus. We read you that email that Steve Keeley put up from a mom who sent it to them. Her son wasn't going back to the apartment complex that he stays on at Temple. What should parents do? Well, don't send them to places like Temple. They're not going to protect your kids. They can't even protect their own cops, nor do they even try. They're afraid they'll be accused of brutality, racism, or something else. They will not maintain control. So Trump is endangering Temple. He's the one endangering those kids every day, their academic education. How about the fact they're scared to death to walk around there, the smart ones, and the dopey ones should be scared to death. I know Philadelphia. I'm not walking around outside that campus bubble, even a little bit. You got to be nuts. Your car breaks down there, call someone, run for your life, get out of there. That's the bottom line. That's what we ought to be telling people. All right, Dan, you got something here, a little breaking news here from Dan Henry.
Let's break real quick because I want to see how we talk about this, if we bring on a guest or not with it.
Okay, sure.
Ooh.
All right, that may be coming up. We got the lightning round two. Get a winner today. Great side question. Yesterday, the addresses, that was impressive. Hey, it said you just don't visit Sicily. You fall head over heels in love with the crossroads of civilization, the Spaniards, the Germans, they're all, tons of people left their cultural mark. Look, Ro and I have been to Italy twice. It's been fabulous. But when this was offered, we'd said, wow, Sicily. Maybe it was the White Lotus. Maybe it's what I read. You know what it was, too? I loved how Patton beat Montgomery to Palermo. Remember that? Have you seen the World War II films? We're going to be hitting all those spots. The Mediterranean, Europe, and Sicily and Calabria this fall. $55.44, including airfare. That's a great deal. Conservative Tours, that's the name to remember. The dining events. You hit the real locales, the real food, wine. And you're doing it with Talk Radio 1210 listeners. If you've always wanted to go, how can you not jump at this fall? Call 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. Don't forget the Godfather part of the tour. Visit the locals. We'll see them from the movie Mount Etna, Savoca, Terramina. It's all there. Call that number, 888-733-9494. All right, breaking news here with Linda Kearns, and we're coming to your calls. And I have something on Linda Kearns that we'll get to after the serious breaking news. Linda was on earlier today previewing a voter integrity, voting rights, all that type of thing. And now we have a decision, another federal judge, as I understand it, blocking the Trump administration. Hey, Linda, welcome in. What's happening?
Hey, Dom, how are you? I remember you guys had really talked a lot about Trump's executive order that he issued on March 25th, 2025, and it was called Preserving and Protecting the Integrity of American Elections. And he had directed the Election Assistance Commission to ask about citizenship on forms and so forth. It was all directed at this, a lot of it was directed at this non-citizen voting. And a district court judge in the District Court of District of Columbia just issued a preliminary injunction stopping and halting some of Trump's executive order.
So, again, we have another one of these judges. So how does that happen here? What's your sense of the standing on this? Is there any rationale for this other than he joins this cadre, Linda, of federal judges exceeding their power that the Supreme Court's dawdling on, ruling on?
Right. When Trump's executive order came out, I thought that there would be a lot of lawsuits because what the Trump administration is trying to do is bring attention to a lot of these issues, because our laws are designed that states and local governments administer elections, and that our founders really didn't envision the federal government having too heavy of a hand in it. But what his executive order did is what it tried to do is tailor to what the federal government actually had power over. And he had said that the Election Assistance Commission shall make sure that on its mail-in voter registration forms, the national forms, that it required documentary proof of United States citizenship. And that's what the district judge halted and said, I'm going to enter a preliminary injunction and you cannot require that. And another one that was really interesting was, as you know, and this happened during the Biden administration, when Biden issued an executive order basically saying that anytime you touch a federal government agency, you should be offered a voter registration form. And that's a popular tool of Democrats because they figure if they offer voter registration forms to everyone who's showing up in any government agency, they'll get more voters on the rolls. So what the Trump administration had done in their executive order was said, hey, before you offer them a voter registration form, look at their identification and try to assess whether or not they're a citizen. And if they're not a citizen, don't give them a voter registration form. And the judge halted that part too. So the good news is this is just a preliminary injunction. So it will be ongoing, meaning this case will be ongoing and there'll be a chance to fight back. But I think the best part of Trump's executive order, and I thought this at the time and I still think it, is he's bringing these issues to the forefront and he's telegraphing to the states, hey, get your act together. together. We need to make sure that we are not putting non-citizens on the voter rolls. So I'm doing what I can as president. I'm issuing these executive orders. But you states who draft the laws, who put the laws into place, who administer your elections, you need to step up to the plate and make sure your laws are strong. So obviously, it's disappointing that this judge preliminary halted this, but this case will just continue on.
Yeah, you're talking about the Trump strategy is sound to bring it to the fore. Linda, the advice I would give here, putting on my legal hat, and I remember this giving it.
That, even though you never passed the bar, but
that's right. It's a practical thing to Tom Corbett. And if he had done it, we might have voter ID. He had all the governments lined up. We had the House, we had him, and we had the Senate. He was not good enough and extensive enough and articulating enough that to prove your identity for voter ID, we would accept a lot of stuff. So what they did is, you know, the Inquirer and others, they made it that people didn't have their birth certificate. They're 90 now. What are they going to do? And it won the day on public sentiment. So as I understand it, the proof of citizenship here, it's not as demanding of you have to have just one document or we're not going to let you vote. And that's the point of emphasis here, that this should be pretty easy to determine a non-citizen.
Right. And you know, I was involved in all those voter ID fights and people saying, oh, these people were born in right. the South and they were born right. to midwives and they don't have birth certificates. But as each day goes by, that becomes less and less of an issue because there's less people alive who were born that way. So a lot of those arguments will really go by the wayside. But I really like the fact that the Trump administration, you know, and this is a continuation of the campaign, is bringing this issue to the forefront. But you're right, Dom. The legislators have to craft good laws that can't be attacked in court. And when our legislature here in Pennsylvania, you know, continues to propose laws, they have to be good, solid laws that to the extent that they can, will survive a court challenge.
Well, that's why they ought to consult with you. Now, I'm consulting with you. We showed footage on our YouTube channel because of the draft tonight, Linda, of the governor of Wisconsin. Oh, my God, throwing a football.
Yeah,
I don't
bad.
Know how this guy got elected. And then we showed Trump throwing it. Then we showed me throwing it. And the first was an easy throw when we had the big event that you were at. You were on the featured guest. But you didn't stop me on the second, even though there could have been bodily harm or damage there.
You know, I don't fault Linda because that first throw, you would think that you have the ability.
Oh, that's her defense.
The first throw was decent enough where I wouldn't step in either.
I thought she should, as an officer of the court, jump up and say, Dom, can I talk with you on this, at least as your attorney here? No, she wanted me to go down the tubes.
You know the things that could happen, like liability and all, Linda?
Yes, exactly. Yes, Linda.
Dom, I cannot follow you around and protect you from every stupid decision that you make. Additionally, I don't remember you paying me any money, and to get that type of advice from me, you're going to have to really pony up. So,
well, now, wait a minute. Now, Dan, do we have footage of that? I think we can play that on YouTube tomorrow. Linda and her guest that she brought drinking from my bottle of wine that was $108.
I think
that's a smoking gun.
Henry, play it without the volume. Because
oh, we have that.
Well, yeah. you can kind of see it a little bit there.
Yeah, Linda. There you go, Linda. Yeah. I think that's payment in kind.
You see Linda's right there in the front,
oh,
youtube.com.
Oh, you have to see that glass in front of her. We have it. $108 bottle of wine.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you offered that to me as congratulations for all the work that I did along with my team. I was sitting there with Jody Felice, who
That's
did such
right.
a great job in Philly. So, no, that was not payment. No, Dom, if you think that you can wiggle your way around an argument with me, you are so sadly mistaken,
well,
which
wait a
is
minute.
Why
okay.
you refuse to schedule a debate because you are
okay.
so afraid.
Oh. If you can get down the mulligans, we will do it even on Dom Giordano Day. I can't lose on that day. And we will line up at the bar, Johnny. 11 jury members, Dan, at the bar. Now, I will buy them all a drink before it, but that will have nothing to do with their decision.
Wait, what day is Mulligan's? What's the date?
June 20th.
Ooh.
Okay. I'll put it on my calendar.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
We expect you to stay after you lose the debate for another hour to help entertain everything. You know, exactly.
You really? Tom, I, if you're ready to be embarrassed in front of all of your listeners,
that's
fine with me.
Oh, absolutely.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
I mean, you didn't pass the bar exam. Please just remember that. You can be on the radio and tell people that you went to law school and you have all this legal talent, but it'll all show up in this debate, Dom. So just be afraid.
All right, Dan, I'm going to brush up on estoppel. I'm going to be using that day. Linda knows that, you know, it's just an ipso facto term.
Is that going to be your tactic, just to throw out words that you heard on Law and Order and think that you're going to just snow everybody?
No, I still have my – I told you I won the moot court competition at Rutgers. Now, are you besmirching Rutgers School of Law there?
I'm besmirching you. You never passed the bar. Come on.
But the moot court, come on.
How many years ago was that, Don?
30, yes.
I think that's way past its sell-by date. But I do want to thank you and Dan for keeping these voting issues on the forefront with your listeners. It's so important, and I cannot thank you enough because, you know, this is my love, voting and elections and ballots, and the fact that you keep reminding our listeners about it is just really
amazing.
Well, Linda,
thank you. Thanks for keeping us aware of it and the work that you're doing on this, and I meant that. They have to consult with you because you get to the court of public opinion part of this. That's where I tried with Corbett. They didn't get it. The media said, oh, it would cost too much to take a picture. And I told them, invest $100,000. Drive with them. Have vans, mobile vans, taking pictures for people. They tell you wherever they want, take their picture right there for free. Do an album for them, you know, whatever they want. Couldn't do it.
You're
and
right.
The media beat them. Yep.
There's a way. And most people do want voter ID. So I think that we're eventually going to win this battle. I don't know how long it's going to take. And here in Pennsylvania, we have to elect a Republican governor. So let's just hope we have a really good candidate.
Now, Linda, you're not able to endorse or whatever, right? But I do think we have one there. I mean, do you do that? Did you ever endorse, or is that outside the bounds of what you do?
I mean, I don't usually do it. I like it. You know, I heard Stacey Garrity speak at the leadership conference, and I was so impressed. I'm always impressed every time I hear her speak. I think that she's really, really strong. And I hope that Pennsylvanians really sit up and take notice and kind of follow her career and see what she's doing. And I think that they'll like what they see. But hey, if somebody else, you know, puts their, you know, hat in the ring, I'd love to hear what they have to say, too. But right now, we have a great one in Stacey Garrity.
We couldn't agree more. Let's use your influence, mine too. She's got to come to Philadelphia, though. Name recognition, getting it out of here. She's a fighter. She's a character. And she agrees with me 99% of the time. So there's that.
I mean, why even have an election? Let's just install
right, Dan,
with your law degree with no law license.
Can you see the juror members sitting there with the vodkas?
Oh, it's going to be great.
They might vote on anything. They might vote to execute one of us. Who knows at the end of this?
Yes. Yeah, but I need to be involved in who picks these jury members. You can't stack the jury with, you know, Dom Giordano. You know,
selection process.
Well, I think Rose there. Rose should be a jury member.
Joe of Columbus.
No, absolutely not.
David Somerset.
I don't know about Dan. He could go either way here.
I'm biased towards Linda, if anything.
Yeah, I would put Jim Kelly ought to be on there. Henry, I'm not sure about either. Anything can happen.
I'd be fair and impartial.
We don't want that. Come on now. Stop
the only producer, Matt DeSantis, has to be a jury member.
Matt would vote for me in a heartbeat. We're buddies. No doubt.
He
would vote
against you.
Okay,
that's
Matt.
My number one fan.
We'll get Matt there. We can work on that. Matt, just remember where you work. That's
all. Hell that I can call
Linda Kearns doesn't have any sway here, Matt. Remember that. See, all he does. All right. Linda, thank you.
Thank you very much, Dom.
Damn, people are already renting hotel rooms, I told you, when you were out that one time. One woman, blue-haired and tattooed, renting hotel rooms at the Apollo for Dom Giordano Day.
Yeah, you're really filling up the town, Dom.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Scott Presser will be there. I hope the great Joe Conklin will. And I would love, just for the jury part, can you see those people there at Mulligan's lining up to be jury members?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Joe of Exton on the jury.
Earl of Tacony. You know who I went on the jury? My buddy Drew of Derby. I know he's going to vote against Linda Kearns. There's no doubt.
We'll be hearing some of these names after the break.
I don't trust Roe. Roe would go whoever she thought legitimately won. You can't trust her. She wouldn't go with anything
else. That's what you want to trust.
No.
Impartiality.
I want this rig where at least I have six that I know going in.
At least you're open about it.
Come on. This is a highly paid Trump lawyer, nationally known, and I'm taking her on, and I haven't been in law school. you know, for how many years?
Yeah. You want to deflate some balls, too?
Yeah, exactly. So
give yourself more of an advantage?
Yeah, let's take a little bit of things here. Yeah.
I love that in that football throwing video, there's a guy dressed in a bear costume, and we played it multiple times now, and no one's addressed a guy dressed in a bear costume.
Well, you know what? That is one of my – I have to give you credit. What a surprise. The guy in the bear costume – I didn't get to outrace him, but that would have happened. He brought the football at Mulligan's.
Speaking of Bears, Dom, tomorrow at 1 p.m., we got Dawn Fantasia with an update on her Bears situation.
Yes, Dawn Fantasia, one of our favorites out there in Sussex County Rural, on Twitter shows these trash cans that could cost you $500 that you need to have in order to comply in New Jersey so that the bear can't get in them. And she shows what happened when a bear showed up with one of these unbreakable $500 trash. Can you imagine a $500 trash can in Philadelphia?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
They really
God.
Stood
what
up against
happened?
The bear, yeah.
Yeah, against the bear. But we'll ask her about politics in Jersey and the governor's race and all that. All right, lightning round is next. Hey, first, let me talk for National Prostodontics Awareness Week. You heard Dr. Bentz with me yesterday calling in as we were in Washington. My friend and board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, of the Bentz Group in East Norriton. Let's face it, you hear about dentists all the time, but it's important to know the difference during this week about a regular dentist and a board-certified prostodontist. Take several exams over the years to become board-certified. Fewer than 0.5% of dentists nationally are board-certified prostodontists, as Dr. Bentz is. The difference is this. The board-certified prostodontist is the one who can design a customized plan for your long-term oral health, and give you the smile that you've always dreamed of. So if something is bothering you, this is the place to go before it gets worse. From dental implants, I just had one recently with Dr. Bentz, I'll be talking about that, and the on-site lab to the great staff, you will hit the jackpot with the care you will get with Dr. Robert Bentz. So the thing to do is this. Get that initial exam. Call them now at 610-272-6949. Book that appointment today. The website is Bentz Dental Group, B-E-N-T-Z, BentzDentalGroup.com.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
These look great on Twitter. Maybe a winner. You got Josh Shapiro on the bench, and you're putting in Tampon Tim Walls. That's particularly, remember, Pennsylvania's a swing state, too. All right. Let's go to Don in Franconia. Don, who's yours?
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Dom. I'm going back to the day after Christmas in 1919, and apparently the owner of the Boston Red Sox was still in a Christmas mood as he sold
Babe Ruth to the Red Sox. That's an all-time good one. Sandy is already a winner today, but Sandy, who do you have?
Oh, I have Chris Christie joining Jerry Jones in the Dallas Cowboys booth.
Oh, man, in Philadelphia, too. We did it once. Joe of Exton, going back to the beginning. Joe, who's yours?
Hello, Dom, and good Easter Thursday. If Adam and Eve had not chosen to eat of the apple, mankind, humanity, would now be enjoying infinite bliss.
Well put, Joe.
Joe, one more day in the streak. He almost has the combo, Dom.
Of what?
Happy Easter blank.
He says it every day. I don't know why.
One more day,
and you got it. All right, we only have a minute left. So, Henry, who are some contenders to you?
Yeah, let's see here. I really did like Scott Mount Laurel's answer of the 16th Amendment. Not a fan of the taxes and all that stuff. And I liked Earl of Tacony's answer because I think I used it a different time. Hydrogen and aircraft.
Yeah,
why don't we ride in blimps anymore? There's only like 13 left.
Well, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, the humanity. Don't fill up with hydrogen then.
All right. Dan, what's yours?
Earl's answer is a fantastic one. But I also really liked Tom and Marlton's answer of prohibition. I think that was an all-time bad decision. I think everyone was willing to admit it when they reversed it, you know?
I'm going with prohibition, too. And he's the first one that got it. I mean, when you have two constitutional amendment to overthrow it, that's pretty bad. And it wrought a lot of trouble. All right, Tom, Hawaiian shirt or not. You're on the jury, by the way, Tom. Wear the Hawaiian shirt. It'll throw her off. This is going to happen on the 20th. All right, Richie always next. Four big hours. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.